6:50 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio with us, all-star panelist, distinguished senior fellow for constitutional studies at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Carol Swain. Carol, you're going to have a book signing tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, at the Puffy Muffin in Brentwood, and it will be 3 p.m., from 3 to 4 p.m. We will be providing spiced tea.
Spiced tea.
And
by the way, the spiced tea, is it the Puffy Muffin special spiced tea?
Of course.
It's delicious, by the way.
And, of course, the bakery will be open for people to buy desserts and the counter. If you haven't eaten, you can order sandwiches and that type of thing.
The Leahy family loves Puffy Muffin on Franklin Road because both of my girls, their daughters, worked there for a long time. Their first jobs, a great place. And it's been really an institution in Brentwood for many years.
Right. They stopped serving lunch, I believe, on Saturday at 2 p.m. And then we are going to start the program at 3.
And so which book are we? There's so many books that you've written. Which book will you be signing?
The latest book is Countercultural Living, What Jesus Has to Say About Life, Marriage, Race and Ethnicity, Gender and Materialism. But my other books will be there too. And the book about countercultural living, I use my life to sort of illustrate various things. There are some examples from my life or other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that don't know my Christian conversion story, I was in my 40s before I became a Christian believer. So I've gone through agnosticism, New Age, Eastern religions.
Went through them all.
I went through them all. I was always a sincere seeker. And I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. But right now, we are called to live counter to the culture, which takes us to Disney.
Disney!
And, you know,
what's kind of, I mean, would Walt Disney be turning over in his grave right now? Because when you and I were kids, Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color was very pro-American, very traditional values. Now they're pushing sexualization of five-year-olds.
They certainly are. And unfortunately, the Southern Baptist Convention, and I don't know, I'm a Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
Haven't been one all my life. But since moving to Nashville, I became a Southern Baptist. Their convention this year is in Anaheim, California.
Disneyland area.
And they are promoting discounted tickets to Disneyland. And I'm waiting for them to take that off their website, issue a statement, and encourage Southern Baptist Bible-believing Christians to boycott the park. Now, someone posted on Facebook, why can't they just go and talk about Jesus? They would be kicked out on their rear end, you know, if they went there and started proselytizing. But I think that it's far more important to protect your children. Why would a Bible-believing Christian who believes in traditional values support Disney?
Well, and of course, several things have come to the fore of late. In Florida, the legislature passed a bill, and Governor DeSantis signed it into law, which says K through three public school students, you can't teach them a gender, sexual identity, left-wing LGBTQ ideology. And Disney's falsely called that the Don't Say Gay bill, and they have vowed to repeal it. It's not going over very well with most folks in Florida. Your thoughts?
Wait a minute. It hasn't gone over well with the American people when they read the text of the legislation. So Governor DeSantis has a lot of support. And I can tell you that when President Obama was elected during his term, and Arne Duncan, you know, was in charge of the education.
Secretary of Education.
That's when that sex agenda got into many schools, and mm-hmm. that's when they started teaching those concepts to kindergartners from K through 12. A lot of parents, you know, they notice CRT, they notice what's happening in 2020. Well, I have news for you folks, and I'm not talking to the good folks that are listening here because they already know. They already know.
Our listening audience is saying, go get them, Carol. That's what our audience is doing right now. They're driving into work. Yeah, Carol's right.
But I can tell you that when Steve Feazell and I wrote Abduction, How Liberalism Steals the Hearts and Minds of Our Children in 2016, mm-hmm. we have in that book some of the curriculum that was being pushed in 2016 and 2015. So don't think that this is new. And while we are focused on CRT, and we should be focused on it, critical queer theory, critical feminist theory, there are other critical theories all rooted in Marxism and postmodernism. And for those of you all who don't know what postmodernism is, you shouldn't, because it's one of those university concepts. But it has to do, you know, with the culture relativism, everything's relative, there's no objective truths. That's all part of critical theory. And that is what is driving the education and indoctrination of our children, K through 12, as well as college.
Well, the other thing about Disney is Christopher Rufo, who's written about CRT extensively, was able to get some undercover video of a town hall meeting of Disney employees and Disney executives. And the leading executives in Disney said it was their agenda to go out and promote transgender ideology and LGBTQ stuff with featuring all those characters in Disney movies. It's insane.
Well, yesterday, the Biden administration celebrated National Transgender Day, and they talked about ways to help your child transition sexually. These people have lost their minds. And the American people, whether you're Democrat or Republican, this is insane. It must stop.
I saw that video of Joe Biden, the legal but not legitimate grifter-in-chief, promoting transgenderism, Transgender Day, and I thought it was from the Babylon Bee, but it was real. All right, Carol Swain, we'll be back with more after the news. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. Hey, it's 7:15. State Representative Bob Ramsey will be our guest on the Newsmaker line. And then at 7:30, Dr. K's Game Day Picks. Back after this.